Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The stakes are high for the Republic of Ireland as they take on Armenia in this evening's second World Cup qualifier. Fresh from Saturday's 2-2 draw with Hungary, is Heimer Hallgrimsson's side ready for this challenge? Well, for more, I'm joined by Gavin Cooney, sports writer and broadcaster with The 42, who's in Yerevan in Armenia for this evening's game. Gavin, how are you coping with the 30-degree temperatures there today?
Well, I'm sitting in my hotel room talking to you, Claire, with the aircon on, the curtains drawn, dealing with it as terribly as I always do on these trips. I'm obviously not cut out for the heat, but nobody cares how I deal with the heat, Claire. It'll be about how the players
with it tonight. And you know, I was reading the game is 8 o'clock your time, I understand, right? Which is 5 o'clock our time. Mm-hmm. And at that stage in the day, it'll be about 25 degrees, will it?
Yeah. So they're expecting between 25 and 27 for kickoff. So it's not humid either. So realistically, the heat shouldn't be a massive factor for the Irish players by the time it kicks off. Of more relevance is the fact that they've had to travel where Armenia haven't. So obviously, Ireland played Hungary late on Saturday night, had to get on a plane to fly a direct 5-hour charter flight to Yerevan, whereas the Armenia players hammered at home to Portugal on Saturday, but the home comfort part of that means they didn't have to travel. So Heimer Hallgrimsson has warned his players that Armenia have effectively had an extra day's rest over them. They'll be ready to kind of go at Ireland from minute one here, and that his players have to be tuned in from the off because been a trend.
And listen, the blood will be up in Armenia because of that win over Portugal, right? They'll be in great form.
Yeah, well, Portugal did beat them, but they 5-0. But the Armenia will find some confidence in the fact that they beat Ireland here three years ago, mm-hmm. June 2022, when Stephen Kenny was the manager, began a Nations League campaign, and it's one of the best recent results in Armenian football history to beat Ireland here 1-0. And their manager yesterday was talking, saying that, you know, this is their best chance of picking up a result in this 14 group. Said the usual stuff about, we always do well against these British teams, etc., but we expect that from most opposition managers, sadly. So this is a big, like, Armenia are in a difficult spot, but this is their big opportunity to pick up points.
Yeah, and they're just more rested than we are. But listen, this is something, a night that is hugely important for us, because only a win is going to keep our World Cup qualifying chances alive. It's been a very quick campaign, but you know, I got the sense, certainly watching the game at the weekend, that we're up for it, right? I mean, you saw Ireland attacking more than I can ever remember seeing them attacking in the recent past.
Yeah, it was brilliant comeback, wasn't it? It was just a superb atmosphere in the ground on Saturday night, and there was a kind of an almost desperation to how Ireland attacked, because they knew they could not afford to lose at home to Hungary. So they're in this 14 group, as you rightly say. It's a very quick qualifying campaign. Portugal will almost certainly top the group, so that means Ireland are effectively playing off against Hungary to make it to the second spot in the group, which would earn them a playoff for the World Cup next March. So therefore, they couldn't afford to lose to Hungary. And the next step in kind of fighting it out for that second spot is that they must beat Armenia home and away. That's the non-negotiable, really, of this for Hallgrimsson and the group. So that's where the pressure comes tonight. Like, it is a must-win game. Armenia, a relatively poor side. They're ranked 105th in the FIFA rankings. They're under a new manager. And obviously, that rain got off to a very poor start for them against Portugal last Saturday. But Ireland have often struggled when they're the favourites. You know, they were favourites here 3 years ago, had loads of possession, but hardly landed a blow, and lost 1-0 in a kind of a ruinous result for Stephen Kenny. So those miseries, I think, will be fresh in the minds of Irish players, and it's whether they can be empowered to overcome them rather than held back by them, which I think was kind of part of the story in that draw against Hungary.
And what's your sense of the form in the team after the weekend?
Hallgrimsson said, we were asking him about this, and Hallgrimsson said, when we asked him about how do you feel after the Hungary game, he says it depends on if the glass is half full or the glass is half empty. So I mean, obviously there's negatives in how badly Ireland started the game, but you know, most important here is the emotion that is most recent. And he's been stressing the positives that, okay, we fell two goals behind against Hungary, but the players showed great courage, great resilience to come back from 2-0 down. It's the first time Ireland had come back from two goals down to get a draw in a qualifier in over 30 years. So he has been stressing those positives. So I think with that kind of ringing in the players' ears, I think they should be approaching this game with a good level of confidence. Mm-hmm.
And the key will be to get off to a quick start. Like you're looking at a team which has, you know, shipped, as Hal Grimson said, shipped the five goals. Portugal fired them into the back of the net against Portugal. So you've got to capitalise on that, do you? And go in there and with a quick opener and hopefully, you know, put the ball in the back of the net in the first couple of minutes would be a great way to start, right?
Don't give these guys any hope, because that's what Ireland gave them 3.5 years ago in that game and were ultimately punished for it. Ireland have been making very slow starts in matches, and it's an issue. Obviously, they gave Hungary a two-goal head start on Saturday night that they managed to salvage at the last moment. But Ireland have conceded the first goal in 8 of Hal Grimson's 9 competitive matches in charge, which is a mad stat, really. You know, and that's one that they can't afford to do that again tonight. So again, that's the message from Hal Grimson to his players, is do not start this game slowly. We got out of jail against Hungary, but we can't always rely on that. And Armenia, where they will have an edge, is that they are better rested. They'll be targeting Ireland as the best chance for them to get points. And he expressed it very well. He said, my nation and your nation, Iceland and Ireland, when we get results against big teams, it's because they underestimate us. So we would be silly to underestimate Armenia. So I'm sure Ireland won't underestimate them, but they just have to go and put into practice everything that that the coach has been telling them, really.
How is he getting on, Hal Grimson, in your view?
He's done well so far, but really, like, this is the test. You know, he's been a year in the job building up to this sprint of a 6-game qualifying campaign. I think people appreciate his communication skills, his honesty. He's kind of a very calming presence. Obviously, that probably comes from his dentistry, to be honest. But he, this is the test now, you know. And the fact that, you know, there was question marks about his team selection against Hungary on Saturday. Did he play Matt Doherty out of position at left back, for instance? Was he wrong not to play, say, Ogbene from the start and play Sami Smodic slightly out of position? So they're the first kind of real, kind of tangible criticisms we've had of him. But that's the strange thing. Like, he's made a good first impression in the job, but ultimately all managers are judged on results, and such is the quick sprint of this qualifying campaign. Hal Grimson's results are entirely squeezed into September, October, November, and if Ireland don't win tonight, then we're back into like state of crisis talking about whether this guy is the right guy to bring us forward.
Uh-huh. So crucial just to get through this. That's the main ambition, to get through this hopefully with a win. Then we're into October, which is Portugal away, is it?
Yeah, so then October is Portugal away. So, you know, anything like a draw there would be an unbelievable result. I don't want to sound too negative for your listeners, but like, you're going to Portugal to keep the score down, really, in case it comes down to a scoring difference. And then we host Armenia in October. And then in November, it's Portugal at home. And then Ireland go away to Hungary in Budapest on a Sunday afternoon. And the ambition is that Ireland will go into that game saying that if we can beat Hungary in their own ground, we'll finish above them and we'll get second spot. And I think if Ireland are in that context, going into that game, Hal Grimson can be considered a success. But to get there, they just have to beat Armenia tonight.
Gavin, thank you so much. Open the curtains, get out from the air conditioning, get onto the ground in Yerevan and enjoy the heat, for goodness sake. You have to make the best of these situations.
Thanks a million, Claire.
Gavin Cooney there, sports writer and broadcaster with The 42. Now, coming up a little bit later on, we're going to be finding out about this new service. It's designed to help grieving children deal with the loss of a loved one through a farming accident. Next up, though, the latest in our series, taking a look at European leaders. And this morning, it's the turn of the Polish Prime Minister, Donald Tusk.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.